Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today marks the 45th anniversary of a grave day in U.S. history. It was April 4th, 1968, when civil rights leader Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. WBUR's Dolores Handy talked with Bostonians about their memories of that time.
For many, first word came from the evening news broadcast.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
That news from legendary journalist Walter Cronkite and other broadcasters struck a nerve in African-American neighborhoods around the country. Nowhere was it more visible than in the big cities.
Men, women, and children poured into the streets. Many were crying.
The fact that it happened, it was shock. Couldn't believe that that would happen.
Former State Representative Mel King was working in Boston with the Urban League in 1968.
To have it happen at that time, we knew that there was going to be a reaction.
As an activist and community organizer, he and others wasted no time responding.
Folks mobilized really quickly and were out in the streets, opened up some of the centers, South End House, Urban League, so that people could gather. We met, figured out how people would get out on the streets, try to talk to the youth, try to stop cars from coming through the neighborhood so that they wouldn't be targets. But all the while, having this deep, deep feeling of this tremendous loss, and at the same time, knowing that we had to find ways to pick ourselves up and keep on moving in the way that he would expect.
We were devastated by it, but we knew what we had to do, though, and that meant that we had to continue to work as hard as we could with what was left of what we had.
Now a state rep, Gloria Fox was also working as a community organizer in Boston back in 68.
We were in a meeting about education. We heard noises outside. We could hear people screaming in the street. Naturally, I got on the phone and made sure that my kids were all right. We finally all went outside, and we stayed in the street pretty much all night long that night. There was all kinds of talk about there being, you know, riots and that the African-American community was going to blow in. But for the most part, we were just as stunned and just as hurt and just as angry about a senseless murder of a man that meant no harm and only good as the rest of the country and the rest of the clear-thinking world was.
Ken Guscott was in Jamaica on April 4th, 45 years ago. He's a leading businessman in Boston. Guscott, a former head of the Boston branch of the NAACP, had just completed an interview with the BBC about the civil rights movement in the U.S. when he heard the news of Dr. King's assassination. Guscott took the next flight home.
The city was quiet, but ominous quiet. Cab drivers at the airport, none of them would bring me into Roxbury, where I lived at. And I finally got one driver who agreed to take me to Mass and Columbus Avenue. And that was the headquarters of the Boston branch of the NAACP. And when I got there, of course, the office was loaded with people, and they were doing their thing.
Their thing involved keeping the community from damaging itself in anger and frustration. Again, Mel King, who in 1983 became the first black candidate for Boston mayor.
It was always the attempt to get folks from the different organizations, neighborhood groups, to try and come together around particular activities. The residents have to be the major beneficiaries of what the city and they have to offer. It's not going to be that way until there is a coming together around what not only proportional representation, but proportional access to all the best that the city has to offer.
State Representative Fox says she's inherited a responsibility from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
If we are living in his footsteps, then you have to celebrate his life and what he was trying to do, and know that he was successful in involving a whole group of us that were just standing and waiting in the wings for our turn, you know, to play a role.
Many of the issues that mobilized Gloria Fox, Mel King, and Ken Guscott long before Dr. King's assassination are still as pressing today. The community's need for jobs, better housing, and quality education. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.